Weiter in Shasra and Daf Chavches, picking up by the second line. We got a bunch of Rabbi Eliezer stories, which are going to take it to the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah, very excitingly, is going to be something he's touched upon already in Daf Gimel. And we'll revisit that. And then let's just take it from there. Zakta Gemara, Tanu Rabba, Anan. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshavas Bagalil Elyon. Those words of story of Rabbi Eliezer that he went and he was chilling. It was Shabbos. By the Galil HaElyon, Ushelu Shlosham Alachos Bechasuka. They asked him 30 different questions. Hilchasuka, 12 Amar Lehem Shemati. 12 of them he said he heard, and 18 Amar Lo Shemati. 18 he said he didn't. So he answered 12, but not 18 of them. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar Chilaf Advarim. Flip it the other way. 18 Amar Lehem Shemati. 18 he heard, and 12 Amar Lo Shemati. Never heard. Amar Lo. They said, Kol Dvarecha Ein Elam Pi Hashmua. What? Everything that you say, you only come from Pi Hashmua. You don't go ahead and you say something on your own right. And Rashi is going to explain in a moment. What does it mean? You didn't put enough time into your learning to understand it yourself. Amalam, he says, okay, let me explain something. It's kaktuni lomar davar shelo shamati mipirbosai. Now you're putting me in a position where I need to tell you something that I didn't hear from my rabbis. Miyamai lo kidmani adam bebeis hamedrash. Never did somebody go ahead and beat me to the beis hamedrash. I was always first. Velo yashanti bebeis hamedrash lo shenas kev, lo shenas harai. I never slept in the beis hamedrash. It was neither temporary or complete sleep. I never left anyone in the basement, and then I left. And I was the first one in and the last one out. And I never spoke sicha schulen. Rashi says it means divrei havai v'schok. Klomer, that which I have in my hands is not because of the fact shalo tarachti, that's what I mentioned before, not because I didn't work hard on it. B'chol elu v'ef shar sha'amu rabosai davar b'beis hamedrash v'lo shamati. It's not possible that my rabbi said something I didn't hear in the beis hamedrash. Shemash lo shamati lo amr shikachim adasi. That's the way that I behave. I never heard it unsafe. V'lo amarti davar shalo shamati v'pi rabbi me'olam back in the Gemara. I never said anything I never heard from my great rabbi, my great sages. So that's why I didn't answer the question. I didn't hear from them viter. So it doesn't mean I'm a slacker. It just means that I didn't hear it from my Rebbe, so that's my minhag. Okay, now let's take a look a little bit further. So Rebbe Lezer speaking, let's take a look at Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was his Rebbe. Amar lo Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, I said about him, miyamav lo sach sicha schulen, and for all of his days, he never spoke sicha schulen, things which are irrelevant. V'lo halach arba amos below Torah below Tefillin, he never went arba amos without being involved with Torah. Rashi says, below girsa, shaya holich v'shona, Tamid, he would always be learning while he would be walking. If you look, v'lo kidmu adam bebeis hamedrash, no one ever beat him to beis hamedrash. V'lo yoshav bebeis hamedrash, v'lo shenas kev, v'lo shenas arai. He never slept in the beis hamedrash, neither kev or arai. V'lo hira b'mavos hametunafos, and he didn't think of divrei Torah when he walked through mavos mitunafos. A mavo is an alley. Mitunaf means disgusting. It has some sort of garbage or something like that. He was always the last one out of the base medrash and didn't leave anyone there when he was leaving. And you never found him sitting and doing nothing. Rather, he was always shtagging. No one opened the door for his Talmidim. He would go ahead and he would go to meet his Talmidim himself. He would open it. He never said something he didn't hear from his Rabbi. He never said it's time to get up from learning. Except for Chutzmei, Arvei Pesachim, Arvei Yom Kippurim. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Says Rashi, how come? Because they have to do the Korban Pesach, and because of the kids that they shouldn't sleep, they're going to put them to bed to make sure that they'd be ready for it. And Yom Kippur, Shetzorch Lechol Mibod Yom, you have to eat, have your Sudas Mafsekas before it becomes the nighttime. It was a Talmud of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He would go ahead and he would behave like this as well. All right, Viter Tanaraba. Let's talk about more about this. Shmona Tamidim, how you lo Hillel Zaken. There are 80 Tamidim that Hillel Zaken had. Shloshim Henry Uyin Shetisha Aleim Shechina Kemosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them were raoy, were fitting to have the Shechina rest upon them, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shloshim Henry Uyin Shetamod Lahem Chama Kiyoshu Benu. 30 of them were raoy, were fit to have the sun stand still for them, like the story of Yehoshua Benun. He had the sun stand still for him. Emekai alone, I think. Esrim Beinanim, there were 20 that were in the middle. Gadol Shebekulan, the greatest of all of them, this either means of the 20 or of all 80, let's go with all 80 for now. Gadol Shebekulan, Yonasan ben Uziel, he was the number one. Katan Shebekulan, the lowest of all of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was on such a level. Amar Alav, Amru Alav, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sholiniach Mikra, Umishna, Gemara. He didn't leave over any of these things that he'd be involved with in learning. Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, Halachos, V'agados, Rashi explains each one of these, what this means. Gemara, Mikra means Chumash. Mishnah means Kigon Mishnah or Braisa Shishas Darim. Gemara means Ui Sevara. Show you a Tanayim Acharonim. Hastumim Lefarshim. It was Gemara was like the back and forth discussions of understanding what happened over there. Just like the Amora, this when we learn Gemara, it's Amoraim explaining Tanaim. This was the Tanaim that were explaining the things that came before them, the Rishonim. Halachos is a halacha Moshe Misinai, like Gur Asik and Lavud and Dofan Akuma, Shiur and Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Esin Etios, Arava, Venisach Hamayim. Those are those ideas. Halachos v'agadus. Digduke Torah v'digduke Sofrim. Rashi explains it's ribuye osios shebayin lidros. That's digduke Torah. When you have extra letters and you dash in them, ribuim miutim kigon ezrach lahotzi anashim. Like actually, we're going to get into Gemara. It's going to get into it. That's why he's quoting a Gemara we're about to see. You have an extra letter, and what we learn from those extra letters, digduke Sofrim, is so sifu ledaktik acher meisa brios ulahachmir v'laso siog. Was Naim Latorah because Ugzeris Lahachikas Adam Minavera. They studied the human nature and psychology to understand how people behaved in order to set up different Gezeris so people stay away from doing any sort of Averis. That was Dikduke Sofrim. Kalim V'chamurim Ugzeris Shavos. Things that were Kal, things that were, what am I talking about? Oh, Kalim V'chamurim, like a Kal V'chomer. Ugzeris Shavos. And Ugzeris Shavos, Rashi says, like we said, things that are learned from Kal V'chomer. That a person can go and get clear, velo, pirishukum, besinai, wasn't explained by our Sinai. Gzer Shavos, things that we learn from Gzer Shava. Tkufos. Tkufos means, Rashi says, Cheshbon hilu chama levana, the Cheshbon of the way that the sun and the moon work, how they go, the gematrios. And Rashi explains what gematrios are, that we know like things like atbash and different ways of expounding the letters of the Torah. Being able to substitute one for another. Sichos malachei hashareis, v'sichos shedim, v'sichos dekalim. Rashi says, lo yadanu mahi. I don't know what this is talking about. Mishalos kovsim, mishalos shulim, mishalim that were like parables that were used for kovsim, or people that wash clothing, and mishal shulim, or a bunch of different parables that were used for that, for cleaning clothing and for foxes. She says she used to kadmon Moses. I lost my place completely. Anyway, there we are. The brings the Gemara and Sanhedrin that they used to go and bring different mishalim from these different things. Davar gadol v'davar katan. Now, what in the world does that mean? What is davar gadol v'davar katan? Says the Gemara. Davar gadol is ma'isa merkava. It's a whole story of what happened by Yecheskel, first parak of Yecheskel, when. Yeah, it's a lot of Kabbalistic stuff going on there. Davar katan havayus to Abaye v'Rava. These are the questions of Abaye and Rava. Rashi says, kol yibayu luhu l'Abaye v'Rava, hava misafka lahu v'kula nasan es libo v'nasan mem tam v'me'amorayim nishkachu nishtachu. This is something everybody knew clear, and then unfortunately it got lost. L'kayim ha'shenemer, to uphold that which is said. L'hanchilo avay yesh v'otzoseim amalei. To leave over as an inheritance to those that love me, there will be reward, v'otzoseim, and their otzos, their storehouses, will be filled up. So we see how much he was staggering away. Yeah, pretty intense. V'chi, me'achas shekotan shebekul and gach, Rav Yochanan Zakkai was the smallest of all of them, and he was so big, gadol shebekul achas kav v'kama, much more so. Amar lav of Yosin ben Uziel, who was the top of the top, b'shach sheyoshev osu v'torah, with the time when he would sit down, he would be staggering teira, kol ov shepereich alav, miyad nisraf. Any bird that flew over him would immediately burn up. You know why? Rashi says, shahayu malachi asharis miskapsin svivav l'shmo divrei tomi piv. The malachi asharis wanted to go ahead and hear his words, so therefore they ended up getting burned up by the malachim. Zog the next Mishnah, machlokas b'sham mitzilal. And as you saw in Daf Gimel, there's actually it's a double machlokas. One machlokas is if a person is sitting in a big sukkah, but he has a table that's outside of the sukkah, is he allowed to use that? That's a machlokas b'shamay. He says no, Basil says yes. And the other one is just the minimum size of a sukkah. How much you need in order for a sukkah to be good. Rosh HaRuvo Shalchano, or just Rosh HaRubo. And that's a throwback. Misha Yerusha Uber B'sukkah. If you have somebody whose head and his majority of his body is in the sukkah, but his shulchan is inside of the house. His table is inside of the house. was going to be the din? Beshame poslin and Beshame machshem. Beshame says no good. Beshame says that it's good. Amalim Beshame Beshil. Beshame Beshil Beshame. They say, one second. Lokachoy Maisa. Wasn't there a story? Shahal chuzikne Beshame vizikne Beshil. Levakas Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachoronis. Didn't they go once visit this great person? Ratzushay Yosef Rosh of Ruva Sukkah. They saw he was sitting Rosh of Ruva in the Sukkah. But Shulchanu Beshulchan Bayis. The Shulchan was in the house. V'lo Amrilo Dover. They didn't say anything to him. Therefore, it must be Rosh of Ruva is good enough. You don't need the table. Amalim said, what? Amalim Beshame. Misham Raya bringing me a Raya from there. Nice try. There's only one problem with your Raya. Guess what? It never happened. After Marmulu, they actually spoke up to him. They said, "Im came." He said, "No, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is the way you're behaving, you were never upheld the mitzvah of sukkah all your days." Next, noshim va'avodim katanim p'turim in a sukkah. The Gemara is going to get into it and explain what pshat is, why that is. Katan sha'ein utzarech l'imo chayev b'sukkah. A child that doesn't need his mother is going to be chayev in sukkah. Chayev means midarabanan. Like we'll see. Maisa. There's a story time. The Yolda Kalosa Shel Shami Azakin. Shami Azakin's daughter-in-law had a baby, and Upiche Sazamazeva, and he took off the covering of the roof in order for her to have a sukkah over her, that the baby should have, or the kid should have a sukkah over him. Masike Chagabe Amita Bishil Katan, and he made schach over there in order for the kid to have schach. Now, obviously, that's a bit of a question because we just said a minute ago to Katan's Pater, so why did that happen? That we're going to see. The Beis Shammai is more machmi. He says even a younger age than we said a moment ago, he says needs to have a sukkah as well. So therefore, that's why he said you're going to do that. But that, again, already a little bit of a foreshadow. By foreshadowing, I just told you the answer. We said that women are pater from sukkah. Where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in a Braisa, Ezrach, Ze Ezrach. The pasuk says, full pasuk is, Basukos teishu shivas yamim, in the sukkah you should sit for 7 days, kol ha-ezrach, Ezrach is like a citizen, call all the people, be Yisrael, yeshu basukos. Now, it doesn't say kol ezrach, it says kol ha-ezrach, and that's what now we're picking up over here. When it says ha-ezrach, it says, I mean, I'm talking about an ezrach, ze ezrach. When it says ezrach, this is talking about, if the pasuk would have just said kol ezrach, then it would have been man or woman. But it doesn't say it. It says ha-ezrach, then we darshan lahotzias anashim, it's coming to exclude the women. It says Rashi, ha-ezrach b'bnei so yeshva basukos, ezrach ze Ezrach, Iyaviksiv Ezrach, then I would have said have a mashak kol tolus yisrael anashim anashim. I would have said everybody, men and women, have to sit there. But it says ha Ezrach, and therefore we learn it to mean that we're excluding women from this. Kol, when it says kol ha Ezrach, it's l'rabbos is a ketanim. It's including ketanim that they are chayiv in the sukkah, whatever that means. And again, we see that's a bit of a problem as we're going to see soon. Amar Mar ha Ezrach lahotzi es anashim. What do you think? Lahotzi is coming to take, get rid of. Now, for those who are a little bit more familiar with this sugyas, would be right away thinking, hold on one second, but isn't a mitzvah say she's man gram, and therefore women should be putter from this altogether. The Gemara is going to talk about that in a minute. So it says the Gemara, Amar Mar ha Ezrach lahotzi es anashim. He's saying it's coming to get rid of the women, excluding them from the mitzvah sukkah. Lemeimra de Ezrach ben anashim ben gavri mashma. You're saying the word Ezrach itself means both men and women. I'm going to show you not like that. The Ezrach actually doesn't mean men and women. Actually, it only means one of them. V'atanya ha-Ezrach l'rabos es anashim ha-Ezrachios she-chayavas b'inoy. Now, this is a different pasuk talking about Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, V'ayisa lechem l'chukas olam b'chodesh ha-shvi'i ba'asor l'chodesh ta'anu esnaf shoseichem v'chom malecha lo sasu ha-Ezrach v'ager ha-gar b'sochachem. And now when it's saying the word ha-ezrach, that's including men and women. Sounds like if it said ezrach, then it wouldn't be including men and women. V'otanyo, ezrach l'rabos es anashim ha-ezrachios she-chayavos b'inoy. That these women have to go ahead and do inoy on Yom Kippur. Alma ezrach gavri mashma. That seems to be saying that ezrach itself is actually mashma just a man and not a woman. And therefore, we don't have the drush we said before. We're trying to figure out why is it women are putter from the sukkah, mitzvah of sukkah. We say because it's ha ezrach, but ezrach should be mechayiv them, not putter them. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, hilchus aninu, really, both of these areas of Yom Kippur and of sukkahs, these are really halacha l'moshe mitzinai dikas stuff. The fact that a woman is putter from sukkah, and the fact that she's chayiv in inoy v'yom kippur, halacha l'moshe mitzinai. V'as b'chinu rabbanu koi, but we just came along and we attached it to different psukim. Really, Rashi explains that one of them is coming from the pasuk, and the other is a smachta on the pasuk itself. Hi, krav ayecha. So, which one is coming from the pasuk, and which one is halacha l'moshe misinai? Visu, and furthermore, kra lamali yecha salamali. Why do I have to have a pasuk, and why do I have to have a halacha l'moshe misinai altogether? I don't understand. I could figure out that women are going to be putter from sukkah and chayev in Yom Kippur from something else entirely. Ha sukkah mitzvah seishes mangrama. Therefore, we know that halacha is v'chol mitzvah seishes mangrama and nashim paturos. Any time related mitzvah, men are chayev and women are putter, and therefore we know that she's putter just because of that. And Yom Kippurim, how would I know that she's going to be chayev in Inoy? We learn from Yudam Rav. The Amar of Yudam Rav, he says v'chein tana dever bishmal Amar kra. The pasuk says, "Ish o isha." Read the pasuk inside. It says the full pasuk is, "Daber b'nei Yisrael, ish o isha, ki yasim mikol chatas adam." If there are any chatas, man or woman, limol malva Hashem va'ashma nefeshahi, and then there's going to be ashem. It's a problem. And therefore, what do we learn from this concept? That when it comes to mitzvahs lo saseh, the women are chayiv in it. Beep, turn the page. Chav ches on the base. Hivsha akasuf, isha le'ish, l'chol onshin shebetorah. A man and a woman are compared to one another when it comes to all the different onshin in the Torah. And therefore, the fact that they have to do inoy, which is which they have to be involved in, this is going to get onshin. Of course, they have to go and they have to follow that. So therefore, we know that they're chayiv in sukkah because patur in sukkah is mitzvah shisman grama. And then when it comes to the idea of inoy, so they have to be doing also because it's going to be a pas as a pasuk ends va'ashma nefeshahi, man or woman, when there's some sort of punishment that's going to come, either malchus, kare, something like that, then clearly they're also including these things. So anytime it's a iser, a lo saseh, they have to be involved also. So what are you trying to add over here by using this psukim as a pasuk and as a halacha l'moshe misinai? What's going on? Answer the Gemara. Amar Abaye, says Abaye. Liyalam sukkah hilchasi. Really, when it comes to the different, we break it down as that the sukkah is halacha l'moshe misinai. The fact that a woman is pater. The itzrich. And we need to go ahead and spell out that a woman is pater, even though it's a mitzvah seishes man grama. If that's where we're going, then we're saying that the word ezrach actually also includes, does not, only means men, right? We said ezrach is men and women, ha ezrach is only men, but then we flipped and said it's not true. Ezrach really means men and women. I'm sorry, only men. And then ha ezrach is coming to exclude that. Hopefully I just said that right. Let me say it again, that when it says ezrach by itself, it means only men, and ha ezrach means men and women. Once we're saying that the halacha l'moshe misinai is coming on to sukkah, and then inoy is, which we said, ha'ezrach, is going from the pasuk itself. That's what we would have said. So li'olam sukkah hilchasi, being that that's the case, now we have to figure out what's going on with sukkah when it says ha'ezrach. That's what Rashi says. It's just coming to, when he says that it's coming to exclude women, really it's just in a smachta. So why do I need to spell this out? Amar Abaye, li'olam sukkah hilchasa. Ve'itzach, and yet nonetheless, we have to go ahead and have this even though we know it's a mitzvah shizman grama. How come? I would have thought to say, teishvu ke'ein tuduru, that we've seen in the past. The word where it says, basikos teishvu shebesamim, teishvu has to be like the way that you normally dwell. And the norm that you go, hey, and do that, madira ishu isha, just like your normal home, it's a man and his wife, av sukkah ishu isha, so too a woman has to be in the sukkah when it comes to sukkahs as well. So even though it's a mitzvah seishes man grama, it's still, this would come to knock that out, because there's teishu, therefore we need halacha l'moshe misinai to tell you that they are pater, kamash malan, that they do not have to be in the sukkah. That's answer number one. Rava answers a different one. Rava amar, itzrech. We need both. Because Salkat at the Chamina, I may have made a Gzer Shava. Yalav Chamishasa Mechagamatzas. I'm going to learn now from Chagamatzas. Mala Halan Nashim Chayav. It's just like women are Chayav in the midst of Matzah, even though it's the midst of Sishis Mangrama. Afka Nashim Chayav. So to women are going to be Chayav over here as well. Kamash Malan. Therefore, we have the Halacha Moshe Mishina. I come to tell you that they are not Chayav. Vahasha Damart Sukkah Hilchasa Kra Lamali. Now that you're saying that this is really Halacha Moshe Mishina, right? And it has nothing to do with the hey of ha ezrach, that whole shtickle toira. So then, kra lamali, why do I need to bring the pasuk of ha ezrach? Why are you bringing that in all together? Says the Gemara, l'rabos hasagerim. It's coming to include ha ezrach means not just the yidden that were always yidden, but gerim, that they're going to be chayiv in sukkah as well. Kasakatai, I mean, I would have thought, ha ezrach bi Yisrael, amar Rachman. A pasuk says, ezrach bi Yisrael. which seems to be saying those who were born into it, not someone who's a Megayer, Velo Segerim, Kamash Malan, comes to tell you, not like that. That's what Ha'ezach is coming to include. Ah, Yom Kippur, Amid Rav Yehuda, Merav Nafka. Why do we need the pasuk of Ha'ezrach by Yom Kippur to say the women are chayiv and inoy? We should learn it out from Yehuda Merav, who learned out the fact that men and women are both equal when it comes to the mitzvahs losa. Say they're going to get some sort of smackdown for it. This is the Gemara lo nitzcha elu l'tosefes inoy. What we needed for is tosefes. Rashi says shehitzchak hakosav lahatzchil l'sanos mi ba'od yom. The fact that you have to start your fast even before the fast starts, the tosefes, that's where you have to go ahead and add that in, because sakatat chamin, I would have thought holu miyit v'chamana lo tosefes inoy me'onetz. Since it was memayit, Hashem was memayit someone from getting any sort of onish or azhara. There's no like punishment or warning if they didn't do tosefes. Then you say no neschayv v'nashim klav, and they're not chayv at all because it's only things that there's punishment that they're included. Therefore, kamash malan comes to say ha ezrach that they also are chayv in the tosefes. Without that, I would have thought not. Amar mar kol l'rabbis l'ketanim. Then we said that the word kol means to include ketanim at the chayim mitzvah sukkah. Ay v'tanah nashim v'avodim u'ketanim p'tur min sukkah. We said all these are going to be putter from the sukkah, even the katans. What's going on? It says Gemara lo kasha. Kam b'katan she'egiyah l'chinuch. The Braisa, when it says you're going to be chayim, that's talking about a katan that got the chinuch, and therefore they're chayim in the mitzvah. Kam b'katan shlo'egiyah l'chinuch, and that's the other one which says that they're going to be chayim is when they didn't get yet, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about, when he's not yet the age of chinuch. Says, what do you mean? You're bringing a pasuk kolas l'rabos? How could you say, even if you want to go in the part where you say the brayso is going to be chayav because you got the chinuch? It's only derabanan. You don't use a pasuk for that. It's a gemara in the chinami midrabanan ukras smachta ba'amahu. It's just in a smachta that we go ahead and we say the word kol. But in the chinami midrabanan and not midrabayso are they chayav? Let me try that again. They're only chayav midrabanan and not derayso. And Rashi says on a smachta ba'alma, remember we had the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether or not you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed itself. It says, Ukra, Rabbi Eliezer, Kedi Islay, Lerabos Gersh, and his guy, Rabbi Taim, Akata Shakata, Lolosin, Sukkah, Chol HaMoed. We do a sukkah for them, a ger, and for a katan that became big, which is not so by the rest of Bnei Yisrael, that you don't do that if they didn't build a sukkah. Or according to Rabban, and also according to him, Kedi Islayu, that the Shekhal Yisrael Ru'uim Leishiv a Sukkah Achas, everyone could all sit in one Sukkah and Zmachshir Sukkah Sheula even on the first day. Now, the next part of the Mishnah said, Katan Shein Otzarech Le'imo, some kid who doesn't need his mama, he's got to sit in the Sukkah. Again, it's Midrabanan, but he's got to sit in the Sukkah. Hey, Chida, mi Katan Shein Otzarech Le'imo. What is a case of a Katan that doesn't need his mama? Any kid that uses the bathroom and doesn't need his mother to clean him afterwards. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shenir Mishnaso Ve'inu Kor Ima. Any kid that wakes up from his sleeping and he doesn't yell out, Mama! Right? Because he doesn't have to go ahead and to call her right when he wakes up. Frekta Gemara, what are you talking about? Ima gedolim namikar. Even kids that are older, they go and they call their mother when they wake up, right? Rashi says, Klomar, she'eno kore li'imo hu, the karia le ain't tsarech li'imo. Ha'im kore ima tsarech li'imo. Kari slu, if someone calls his mother, it's like he needs his mother. Afilu gadol, she'eno tsarech li'imo, regular across the kishneir. Makes sense. He wakes up, he says, Mama. And so says Gemara, ele'ema kol she'neir ve'eno kore ima ima. We're talking about someone who wakes up in the morning and doesn't say, Mother, Mother, two times. Rashi explains that if he calls her again and again until she comes, that's called a katan tzarech le'imo. But if he calls her one time, she doesn't come and it's quiet, that's called lo tzarech le'imo, and therefore it's not going to be chayev in the mitzvah. Zok of sukkah. Ma'isav yodav akalos. So we have the story of Beishame now, Beishame Azokin, that his daughter had a baby and he removed it in order to have schach above so that the baby should be able to be in it. My solicitor, hold on 1 second. What are you talking about? We said that if it's a katan shetarech le'imo, then it's not chayiv in the sukkah, and all of a sudden you're saying that you go and you do it. Chasuri mechaser v'achri katani. We're missing something in this way, I have to say. V'shamei machmir, he was machmir. And he says, u'maisa nami, he says the story was, v'yolda kalosu, we have a story to bring it, back it up, that even a kid that's younger than that, still chayiv. V'yolda kalosu shoshamei zaken, u'piches is a mazeva, he took off the mazeva, v'sikhi kalmita b'shvil ha-katan, for the katan. So we see three stages. One is katan shein tzarech le'imo, and then we have a katan shetzarech le'imo, but still has some sort of das, and then we have a baby which has no das whatsoever, obviously it's not going to be chayiv at all. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here by the Mishnah, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, finishing off the Perek. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.